Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. I am, as the nice man said, Danny Milliken. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're a live gardening advice show. That's what we do. That's who we are. And it's pretty amazing what has happened. These knowledge experts from all over the city have gathered together to give you great gardening advice. So we've gathered experts from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, Plants for All Seasons up 249 at Louetta, Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, and the Arbor Gate in Tomball, and also Enchanted Garden.
Yes, sir.
Enchanted Forest.
Yes, sir.
The Enchanted Family, really. Danny Linderman is here with me. He's our super genius advice giver today.
That's a big title.
It is a big title. But, you know, I think you got it. I think you can handle it.
We'll see.
Let's play that role. So what we're doing here today, the game we're playing, we don't really have a game show set up. So there's no – Danny will win either way.
But one of the Dannys.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean you exactly. I meant someone named Danny. We'll do it. No. It's Danny Linderman. He's part of the team, part of the crew over at the Enchanted Gardens family, the Enchanted Group over there. Enchanted Nurseries, that's what you guys call it, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and you're mostly at Enchanted Forest.
Right. The forest.
But you also do, like, you do landscaping.
I do.
That's awesome. What kind of jobs? You guys do mostly residential stuff?
Mostly residential. We do some commercial, but mostly residential.
And I know that y'all do a lot of cool veggie beds.
We do.
Different styles.
Oh, yeah, you bet. There's so many different ways to take it.
There really are. Do you, I'm just already jumping into this kind of, these questions, but what's one of the favorite, like, substances you make for a raised bed? You know, wood, stone, things like that. Like,
stone and wood are probably her favorite.
Yeah.
A little more natural, softer looks.
Sure. And you can shape them pretty.
You bet.
Creatively.
You bet.
I saw one that was like two tiers one time, one of y'all's beds.
You bet. Yeah, that's a neat look. And, you know, it depends on how the person is, you know, mobility-wise to make
right.
sure they can pick the veggies they grow.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because if someone's in a wheelchair or can't bend over, they want to bend over a ton, you can bring that thing up.
You bet. Sometimes we'll bring them up, you know, chest level. That way they don't have to bend over at all.
It's hard to pick okra, though, right?
Yeah, ladder.
Yeah. They don't like bending over, but they love climbing ladders.
Right.
No, that's pretty tall. So that's chest high is like 4 feet.
Yeah.
Something like that. Man, that's a lot of bed.
Yeah. Well, we built that on a raise. The whole box was raised.
I see. So you're not filling that 4 feet of soil.
Right, correct.
Yeah, that would be like a lot.
Right.
That would be more topsoil than Houston has. So that's awesome, though. But I think that's just an awesome notion that really the limitations you think you have in stopping yourself from gardening more often, really they're overcomable.
There shouldn't be any excuse. If you want to do it, there's a way to do it.
Absolutely. And the idea of lifting the whole thing up is such a great notion, and I think people don't consider that very often.
You bet. Like I said, everything's possible.
Everything's possible. I love that. Well, that's the kind of spirit we have when it comes to gardening here on Home Show Garden Pros. We know that there are obstacles that you may be seeing stopping you from gardening or slowing you down from gardening, but they're overcomable.
Everything is.
Yeah, and Danny's here, and he's seen so much different stuff in the gardening world and so great at overcoming problems. So if you got a problem, give us a call, 713-572-4610. Danny can definitely help you out. We can find a solution for you. And that's what we do. We find solutions.
There you go.
Get creative, build on experience. Real pros here, real garden professionals, and that's what we're doing. We'll be right back after a quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
A good customer recently complained that while our tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. There aren't that many great composting companies out there, and so it's always fun when one releases a new product, a new way to access their soils. And the one I'm talking about is the New Earth. They make compost, mulch, things like that. They have a new line called the Top Shelf Organic Products are organic approved and listed by OMRI. If you don't know what OMRI is, it's a logo on a lot of organic products, and it's the Organic Materials Review Institute. It's just a way to certify that something is actually as high quality as it's saying it is. So the products that Top Shelf line consists of, some of them are the Top Shelf Compost, the Top Shelf Potting Soil, which is a mix of compost, sand, pine bark, and perlite with a starter charger fertilizer from Medina, Top Shelf Peat Moss, and peat moss is great because it can really store water in a planting setting. So if you're planting something in a pot, great way to have peat moss in there. And Top Shelf Cactus Soil. So you're going indoor cactus or outdoor cactus, the Top Shelf Cactus Soil is a great way to go. And all these things are available at your neighborhood HEB. So you can grab the grab-and-go size is the 8-quart bags, a smaller project, or if you don't want to carry the big bags. And they do have the regular-sized 1-cubic-foot bag if you have a larger area. Organic products at non-organic prices. That is TopShelfOrganics.com.
This is the Home Show Garden Bros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken. We would like for you to call us with your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
That's right. Team Danny here this morning, making it happen. Team Danny. That's Danny Linderman. Danny Milliken. Get it? Team Danny. There's two Dannys.
Danny and Danny.
Yeah, that's us. That's us. It's an easy joke to overdo. Okay, well, we're here talking gardening, and Danny and I were texting each other last night. Well, I was texting your email, I guess.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why you did that.
I don't know how that works. The name fills in the thing, and you text somebody's email. I was getting really long texts. It was great. There were pictures on it. It was very very cool. So, but we were what should we talk about? And the heat is coming.
Right around the corner.
The heat is upon us. I was in Orlando this week, and it was 99.
And well, at least you were in Orlando.
It's true. There were misters everywhere. Universal Studios.
Yeah,
Disney World. Yeah.
But
it was it was 99 degrees, and I was like, man, the heat's coming. So the heat is going to have effects on your plants, right? Not all negative.
No, not all negative.
But as far as water goes, it'll evaporate water quickly. There'll be a little more plant stress. The plants that do react positively will just grow faster using more water, more nutrition from the soil. So I guess we'll start kind of by area. Summertime and lawns. What are some tips for people to get the most out of their lawn in the summertime?
I think, water is probably one of the bigger things that you're going to have a problem with. If you haven't fertilized yet, you need to get on that ASAP.
Some fertilizers would actually be bad right now.
Right, right. You don't want to use a high nitrogen. High nitrogen will wind up doing more damage than it's worth.
So high nitrogen would be the first number of the three numbers, NPK. What would be a high point to not go over?
Probably in the 20s. Okay. And if you get over 20 for the first number, you're probably too high.
Gotcha, gotcha. And that'll actually do some damage to the grass.
Yes, yes. So slow release right now, organics right now. Organics are always good.
Sure.
I don't think you'll ever go wrong with organic, but slow release, no fast release fertilizers right now.
Okay, so like with my lawn, let's say I just haven't fertilized. I need to fertilize. I'm not seeing the growth that maybe I should be seeing. You're saying organic fertilizer cannot burn.
If you do something, a burn with an organic fertilizer, you have...
Like maybe they laid it down with a torch.
Right, right. I mean, you'd have to really do something.
No, because it's food.
Yeah, it's organic. It is what comes from Mother Nature. It is what is already there.
Right.
It's nothing new. It's not a chemical.
Different process when it's going in the ground. You know, there's no burning that can happen because it's not a chemical.
Right.
That's so good
to
know. So, yeah, if I'm behind on fertilizing, I'm going to be like, okay, this weekend's my weekend. I need to turn to a different product maybe than I've used in the past, something like MicroLife.
MicroLife is, like I said, it's great. I highly recommend that, especially for people that are a little unsure.
Sure.
I always feel comfortable saying, hey, MicroLife is the way to go. You're not going to hurt anything. It's definitely going to help.
Yeah.
So it's always a safe bet.
Gotcha, because you know it works.
You bet.
And that's why I love having Danny on, Danny Linderman here, is because he does know what works. He's seen it work in the field. He's seen, you know, I mean, the great thing about landscaping is you get the plants in the ground, you design it, it looks nice. Excuse me, I coughed. But also, you like want to make sure that it lasts.
Correct.
Because a happy client, you know, after they've done their job, the best thing they can provide is that reference.
Right, right. You want to always do good.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I don't think anybody sets out wanting to do bad. And so MicroLife is a great way to ensure that everlasting
great.
Look.
Okay, so if I haven't fertilized, the grass is going to start growing, right? That's why. Let me just say the number here real quick. 713-572-4610. We'd love for you to join us in the conversation. We want to hear what's on your mind. Some of you may be having lawn problems already. If so, call us in, but Danny can talk about anything, not just lawns. He can chat through trees or shrubs or veggie beds.
You bet.
Anything you want to talk about, 713-572-4610. So the hard growth, the heavy growth season is going to take a lot of the nutrients out of the soil.
You bet.
And so fertilizing is important.
Fertilizing is important. Hopefully you've already done that, and if not, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Organics are an easy way to go. The next thing is going to be the water.
Okay.
Just maintaining the water. I know some areas of Houston has gotten rain the last few days.
Hmm.
Some areas have not. So if you didn't, you're probably going to start getting dry pretty darn quick.
Right. Yeah, I got like a couple drops.
I would have said right.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were going to get some heavy rain, kind of looking at the weather.
It bounced around.
Yeah, but I don't think I got very much.
Right, right.
Because I came back and my veggie beds were all dry. But I thought it was going to rain, so I thought we were going to be fine.
That's the way I am with my irrigation. I leave it off because I try to gamble on the weather.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, I mean, we're not only are we paying for water, but in Houston, right, it's just energy and labor. It's not like there's this water source that we're going to run out of.
It's a precious resource if you think about it. I mean, we don't want to waste any water, and then, heck, if you got to pay for it, it's a double whammy.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it as two precious resources because it uses energy also to purify.
Right, right.
So it's like, you know, we're using energy to purify it, and we're using water. So it's like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah, that's true.
Be wise with it. So that's interesting. So you're saying you use less.
Oh, you bet. I try to take it to the edge of everything going downhill.
Well, that's awesome. I love the idea of that, and we're going to explore that a lot after this quick break from the people that make the show possible.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens at 1675 North Park in Kingwood, Texas. The nursery is overflowing with gorgeous tropical color. We just got in a new shipment of plumerias and very exotic gingers. We also have ixora and hibiscus. If you're a pond gardener, we have beautiful lotus and water lilies. You can come on in and we can teach you how to create a beautiful oasis in your backyard. You can even learn how to do a self-contained water garden if you don't have the space. We'll help get you growing at Warren Southern Gardens because our roots run deep. We've got a ton of native plants and Texas tough perennials. If you're looking to attract pollinators to your garden, we've got wonderful plants to attract hummingbirds. We have our Father's Day salsa contest coming up on June 16th. Don't miss out. We're super excited. We've got Texas Q barbecue. We have all of the details listed on our website at warrensoutherngardens.com. For more information about the salsa contest and other upcoming classes and events, go to warrensoutherngardens.com and check us out on Facebook and Pinterest. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're talking preparing for the summer heat, expectations you should have. Right now we're kind of exploring lawn expectations. 713-572-4610. Danny Linderman is here with me. Knowledge specialist from Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Nurseries. And he just kind of dropped a little bit of a bombshell that he doesn't like watering. Not the exact you always hesitate to water.
I try to make the plants, the grass go to work. Get the roots down there.
So it's kind of like disciplining your children.
It is. I use that sometimes with our customers at the nursery.
Oh yeah, because I mean it really is like if you want. You know, you want your kids to do the chores so they get work. And, you know, they want to, I don't want to do that. I want to play video games. That's like watering your lawn every day.
Right. It's kind of like that.
But what are some benefits of holding off on watering?
You get a deeper root zone.
And that's a huge deal.
I think that's probably one of the biggest things, like we talked about, saving water.
Sure.
I mean, I one of these days we're going to have a problem with water.
Right.
Either contamination or lack of, or both.
Yeah, and if our roots are deeper,
right,
then there's a lot more water to access.
You bet.
I mean, if you just you think about where that water rests in your yard, and you know, a rain from a month ago could still have water down 12 inches.
You bet.
In our clay soils, because it traps it.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's awesome. So really, yeah, we're going to challenge you to hold back on your watering. So that's a challenge with the lawn.
Don't let things die. But you need to, you know.
I would be surprised work. If they could kill their lawn with not watering.
It wouldn't surprise me, but depends on what the summer does.
Yeah.
We're early in the summer right
that's
now.
That's true. That is true. 713-572-4610. Tim, you have called Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Danny?
Good morning, Danny and Danny. I had sent a photo in. I've got a mature red oak tree in my backyard. It's about 30 feet tall. And it's developed a series of black streaks. I can't tell if it's sap, but they're really dark. And I was wondering, is that a disease? Is that something I need to worry about? Did you get the picture?
I did. My red oak has developed black streaks. What is this? How do I treat?
Yep, that's me.
Ooh, marketing man. Cool email. What do you do? You do marketing for a living?
Yes, I do.
I'm getting this over into Danny's hands real quick. So it's a red oak. How old is it? It looks maybe it's like a... 25 years old.
Yeah. There was some kind of damage there before, and it's really hard to say, but that looks like a little bit of a concern.
How long have you been dealing with this?
I started last fall. I didn't think much of it with all the rain we had. I thought it was maybe just some fungus or something, but it's not going away, and it's kind of spread all the way around the trunk.
Yeah, there was some kind of damage there. Now, have you lived in this house the whole time, or is this tree new to you? Or
no, I've been here about 15 years.
Okay. Never had any basically bruises or anything to that tree? Something has gone on that trunk.
Tim, what is this like cut little thing that looks like another tree maybe was by it?
It did have some hibiscus sitting around it at the base. And and some plants, you know, just a little bed around the tree, not grass, but other small plants.
The part in the picture I'm looking at looks like it's like there maybe was like a trash tree that grew up next to it, and it got hacked down.
That's actually a tiki god.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's a tiki god that lives there and is protecting.
Yeah.
Okay. So to me, it looks like you've got a systemic fungal problem. And I kind of, you know, bouncing off what Danny was saying. And because it's in multiple areas and it looks like it's down by the roots. And so I would suggest maybe it's time for an arborist.
Yeah, I would definitely get an arborist out there. You know what a conch is?
I do not. I know conch shells.
Okay. not the shells. Not what you eat, no. Okay. Yeah, you ought to look that up and see what a conch is and make sure you don't have any of those. But I would definitely get an arborist out there and have a look at that. It does not look...
Yeah, you got a lot of spots on here. So if you're not Tim and you're kind of listening in here, there's like holes in the bark that like have... They look like bottomless pits. They're black holes. And then there's a lot of blacking around the roots and stuff like that. Pythophora is a very common disease on trees in Houston. And it usually is around this root layer. And so, yeah, Tim, I would just call an arborist out. And, you know, they may call it on the tree. Or maybe they can give it a systemic fungicide to help the tree from the inside out. So... if you wanted to do a rinse on the outside, like just really treating the spot areas, I would focus on the top of those roots where you've really got the blackening around the roots.
Okay.
The tiki god, I guess I can see the eyebrows now when I look closer on it. But if that is some sort of a old dead tree that's next to it, sometimes what happens is we'll cut down a trash tree and we'll kill that thing, but then the roots will rot. Right,
okay.
the roots from the tree we killed will rot, and rotting fungi will sometimes infect other roots.
Okay.
And so we always want to be careful when we're taking out one of two trees, even if one of them's kind of a trash tree that we don't want anymore.
So you mentioned conch. How do you spell that?
C-O-N-K, I guess, or C. It's it's basically a... A sideways growing mushroom. When you look it up, it's a weird look to it. It looks like a sideways growing mushroom, and it's a hard thing, not a soft mushroom.
And it's a decayer.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, well, that's a sign of decay.
Okay.
So if you have those going on, that is even in the grass. Have you seen any sideways looking mushrooms in the grass?
Not really. No, okay. We had a little bit of mushrooms after I put out some fertilizer.
That's common. But you'll see the conchs are a good sign of decay. Once the conchs set in, if they're on a good tree, that tree is headed out. Now, if they're on the old roots of an old tree that you cut down, that's very common.
That should be expected.
That's showing decay. But if you ever see conchs on a tree, that is a sign to be worried.
Okay. Well, I'll look it up, and I'll give myself an arborist over here to take a look. I appreciate your help this morning.
Hey, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's like a lot of fungal problems can happen in Houston because of our humidity, right?
Right.
And so, you know, people want to protect their trees against them, but they'll take steps sometimes to protect them, but they'll actually go against them.
Right. That's how that goes sometimes.
Yeah, it's actually a really pretty mushroom. I looked it up.
It is a weird organism.
Yeah, well, your first spelling was exactly correct. So
that's surprising. I didn't win the spelling bee. I tried the other day, but
you won today, buddy.
Finally.
This
finally.
Is Danny Milliken here with Danny Linderman, spelling bee winner, C-O-N-K. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far. Just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full-service nursery.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We talk a lot about MicroLife on the show, and we do it because it works. It's really the main reason that we kind of all really turn to this product pretty well, as we've all seen success happen, be it lawns, be it veggie beds, be it plant recovery, different products for different things. They have a long list of tools that you can use to use in your garden. And the best thing about them is that they work really, really well, but also they're safe for pets and kids. Summer is coming. Summer can hurt your plants, especially if you haven't fed your plants very well. And so a great way to kind of prepare and strengthen the soils and the roots is by doing switching up which fertilizer you use between the MicroLife Humates Plus, which is the purple one. Humates are energy in the soil. It's a huge package of minerals also in the soil. And MicroLife Multipurpose 624, that's the green bag. And that's really going to feed the soil. That's going to put direct nitrogen for your plants in the soil, but it doesn't do it through a chemical process. It does it by adding food that then the life in your soil converts to usable nitrogen energy for your plants. And that only takes a few minutes for them to eat and convert that. So you see results right away. So you're going to see exceptional results all summer long, and you're going to see an impact right away. If you want an even faster impact, or you've got a problem area, the super seaweed can do a ton for adding vitamins, really building up the soil, deepening roots, and also greening plants pretty immediately. I oftentimes will use their molasses along with their super seaweed if I have a problem area, like even a fungal spot or chinch bugs or something like that. It's a great way to beef up the plants while also improving the soil and getting rid of the pests. So give your soil and plants a powerful nutritional boost. Use MicroLife. It really does a great job. Totally safe for pets, and they've been making yards kid-friendly since 1988. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. You can also visit their website to see all their different products. They have a ton. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken.
Hey. I'm saying hey.
Oh, don't scare me like that.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I thought we were on fire or something.
No, we got to go.
Here on Sports Radio 610, if you have a problem with something you're growing or anything, give us a call. We're pretty knowledgeable folks up here.
Absolutely.
Fishing, absolutely. Plants, grass, irrigation, fishing. Did I mention fishing?
You mentioned fishing.
Okay.
But you also mentioned irrigation.
Hold on.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
And you can give us a call at 713-572-4610.
That's right. And we would love to hear from you. It's Danny time. Got Danny Lindeman here. I'm also Danny, two Dannys. So you mentioned irrigation.
Yes, sir.
And so irrigation, great modern marvel, right? We can water our lawn. I'm thinking of some of the common yard problems, like especially chinch bugs and fungal problems and how they're related to irrigation.
Most things are, some way or another, yeah. Either lack of or too much.
Yeah, I mean, you think about chinch bugs and where they normally settle in and make a home base. It's in that area yard where your irrigation's not quite reaching.
Yep, not quite there.
Up there between the lawn, the street and the sidewalk, or the corner of your driveway, where you have a square lawn, but you got a circle irrigation.
Right, right.
Well, circle don't fit in the square peg.
Nope.
Ah,
dry corners.
Dry corners. And so, what are some ways to overcome dry corners? How can people know about them?
Well, I mean, when you see stress on the grass, that's the first indication. That's what I usually like to look for. If you see any kind of stress after you, unless you're watering every day, you probably won't see that stress.
Sure.
I don't recommend watering every day. I like to water as infrequent as possible.
Right.
But stress on the grass is a first indicator of something being wrong.
Do you advise people to, like, run the irrigation and then go look at it?
They need to run it and look at it at the same time. Not run it, then go look at
okay,
it.
Okay, gotcha. So, they should do it at the same time.
Yeah,
I see what you did there. He's bending my words around. No, do a visual irrigation check.
You bet. Ideally, once a month. I
right.
know it's not always, you know, possible, but you need to do it a couple times a year for sure.
And that's really the only way to really know if your circle is missing a corner.
Right.
Is by seeing that. And by doing it more often, you're going to see what the wind effect is.
You bet.
You're going to see, like, you know, how much coverage you actually do get, how much you're losing down the side of the street.
Right, right, right. You bet.
How wet your fence is getting.
Yeah.
You know?
The neighbor's car.
Yeah, neighbor's car.
House.
How much of the neighbor's lawn you're watering. Now, that's nice of you to do that, but, you know, they let them do their own thing.
There you go.
Yeah, and so there are some issues with underwatering, but mostly it's with relying too much on irrigation.
Yeah.
And it not having really the coverage that you need.
You bet. That's critical. I mean, people, you know, think that their sprinkler system is doing what it's supposed to do, and that plant in that corner always dies. Well, come to find out, the irrigation is not hitting that corner at all, and that's why that same plant dies every time you plant it.
Yeah, and that's also what invites in chinch bugs. They love
you
a dry
bet.
Setting to make a foothold.
Dry, hot areas.
Yeah,
and that's what's coming.
That's right. That's what's coming. So be aware of what your space is doing. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. We love to hear from you also, as well as, you know, we love talking to each other, obviously. But, you know, what's your question? 713-572-4610. We'll be right back.
And snails attacking your garden? Sluggo snail bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
What was that?
What?
The lights. They flickered.
Closet ones don't work either.
Could it be a ghost?
Flickering lights, tripped breakers, dead outlets are all signs of serious electrical problems, not ghosts. Before there is damage to your electronics and appliances, call Right Touch Electrical. Our trained electricians perform comprehensive diagnostics to find and fix problems the first time. While we can't protect against ghosts, we do stand behind our workmanship with a lifetime guarantee. Trust a certified home show pro, righttouchelectrical.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning, I'm Beverly at the Arbor Gate. You know, one of the best kept secrets at the Arbor Gate is our gift shop called the Arbor Gate 2. It is full with home decor, handmade gifts, paintings by artist Susan Hood, art by Susan. We have the Spirit Tiles from Houston Lou, Atlanta, Georgia. Come see us and let us help you with all your decorating needs. You know, we're always happy to look at pictures, look at samples, bring us sprigs. Any questions that you have, our knowledgeable staff, we're here to help anytime. You know, regardless of the weather, the temperature, the rain, the dry, the wet, the cold, it is always time to use that famous 1-2 punch. ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend Organic Food. Feed your soil, and your soil will feed your plants. You know, the ArborGate is easy to find. We're located on FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249 in Tomball. You can visit us online at arborgate.com. Download our free app, the ArborGate app, or give us a call, 281-351-8851. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Linderman. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Danny Linderman. Danny Linderman.
Yes, Danny Milligan.
Right here. Oh, nice. Okay, you remember my name. Right here with me, talking gardening, answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. You know, Tim got us to look at the email, and look, turns out, you know, with his pictures, I have another question here from Zachary. Zachary asks, what's the best way to get rid of fleas?
Flea beater is a hose-in spray.
Okay.
That'd probably be the easiest thing to do to spray the yard. Fleas can be tricky.
I hate fleas so much.
They lay a lot of eggs and keep on coming.
I have a wacky theory about fleas.
What's that?
Well, you know, a lot of times fire ants eat them, will destroy their nests
right.
if they're outside. And so it's like they don't have fleas where they have fire ants in Central and South America. But fleas are also vectors, right, for diseases.
Right, right.
They can be nasty little creatures.
Not good.
Yeah, and they also make you crazy because they like jump on your legs.
Yeah,
like, what's
fleas are tough, man.
But so if you have fire ants in your yard, it's a lot lower chance you'll have fleas.
I can give you some fire ants too, Zachary. You know what I'm saying? I can make a deal for you.
Yeah.
You take all the fire ants out of my yard and it'd take care of your fleas, no problem.
And it's our custom Garden Pro certified fire ants from Danny Linderman just for your yard. No, flea beater sounds like a good solution.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the best
piece
way
of
to
cake.
Go.
Yeah, and you don't want to carry a fire ant nest
bare
hands.
No, that's not good.
Yeah. That was great. Beverly did a great job kind of getting us back there before that email question, and did want to add to her kind of notion is that they have a tomato contest coming up. So flavor, size, best Bloody Mary mix. They won't provide the vodka for that Bloody Mary, but it's a pretty cool little day happening next weekend, June 8th. So lots of fun, lots of fun. Well, good to know about flea beater. I really do hate fleas. I visited a house one time and used the restroom, and the fleas were jumping on my legs. And I
no,
was
they,
like,
they can be bad.
Kind of losing my mind a little bit. Okay, so, oh, yum. Love queso. Watering too much. We mentioned chinch bugs in watering, but watering and fungal problems like kill all patch.
Right, right. That's the other side, reverse side of not watering enough, watering too much. All the fungus is jumping there. I'm not real sure why people like to overwater or, you know, underwater as far as that goes, but overwatering probably makes me crazier.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't water at all, but I also have eliminated all the little bitty strips of grass.
Right.
I don't have any of those. There's no sidewalk on my street. I live in a little cul-de-sac.
Right.
So that's helpful. But I don't have little bitty strips, and so there's nowhere – even though I don't water, there's nowhere for the chinch bugs to get in.
Yeah.
And because I'm not watering, I don't have that end-of-summer fungal problem. Because I think it comes down to it is so much evaporation. We're putting chloramine on there. We end up reducing some of the top layer of microbes.
You bet.
And then the infection our lawn gets is simple.
Yeah, I always like to think about it too. We don't want to wash all of Mother Nature's goodness out.
Absolutely.
Every time we get a good rain, leave that there untouched as long as possible.
Yeah,
I mean, it stretch it out.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's actually a really great way to think of it. I like that a lot. Great stuff right here, Danny Linderman, Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. We'll be back after a quick break.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Top shelf organic products in the grab and go bags from New Earth.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Linderman is here with me, our garden pro for the hour. You guys got any cool stuff happening in Enchanted Forest today?
There's something always cool happening out there.
How would people learn about that?
On our website.
Which is.
Sorry. MyEnchanted.com.
Awesome. So go to MyEnchanted.com. Every day you guys are doing something cool.
We're always doing something cool. Facebook's another good way.
That's right. That's
Facebook right. We're always updating that as, you know, daily, a couple times usually. So there's always something on Facebook.
That's awesome. Well, at the park today, thanks for asking. The park today, there's National Trails Day.
Ah.
There's a big event going on that's like you can either choose to hike or choose to volunteer to help maintain the trails. But it's great because it's all in the shade.
There you go.
So if you're looking for somebody to do outside that's in the shade, Enchanted Forest, you guys got lots of good trees.
You bet.
But also Memorial Park has lots of trees, and we'll also kind of end the day with a bit of a festival. So
there you go.
Tasty treats from Southern Star Brewery, from Shake Shack, stuff like that. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do today, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, think about National Trails Day.
There you go.
All right, it's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, here with Danny Linderman.
Yes, sir.
All right, we've been talking lawns enough. And I think that everybody understands your thoughts on watering.
Let's hope.
Just do it a lot less.
Yeah, don't overwater.
Yeah, don't overwater.
Don't overwater.
So some plants. What are some just great plants for the heat, plants that love the heat? And St. Augustine loves the heat. But
yeah, you bet.
Yeah, mine is always going to be citrus. Sorry if I just stole yours. But I love the way citrus really, like, love the heat. Just drink
there,
it
There's
up.
So many things. There's really are. Thyrallis is probably my number one plant for the heat. Again, everybody can't fit a thyrallis in their yard.
Sure.
Some people may only could fit a penta. Pentas are great for the heat.
Yeah.
So it just depends. You know, there's so many different sides to look at, but thyrallis is probably one of the prettier plants that loves the heat.
Thyrallis is a really pretty plant.
And it does well.
It's got kind of red stems.
Right.
The really golden, flowers on there, gorgeous. But I know that this, with these kind of like wildflower bushes, people don't like to prune them very much, but you can shape a thyrallis whatever size you want.
Well, the problem is you start trimming off blooms.
Yeah,
and that's one of the problems. If you take it down pretty good in the spring, early spring,
yeah,
then it can, you know, you can manage it that way. But there's, you know, some ways to do it. But anytime you trim something that flowers on new growth, you're losing that flower.
It's about time for me to trim up a bunch of salvias that have had a spring bloom but are kind of slowing down.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to. If it does this, like thyrallis is just always blooming.
Yeah. It's so
there's no lull. Yep. But these salvias have a lull.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
wham. There you go. Give them a haircut.
That's right. Give them a haircut. That's a great one. Thyrallis is a great one. I mean, I think a lot of those kind of wildflower shrubs like that.
Right.
Like Camellia loves the heat.
Yeah, you bet.
And that's the thing. We're semi-tropical here.
Yeah.
You know? If you can figure out a way to grow it next to your house or in an area that you can protect it really easily, so many of the world's, you know, flowers are open to you.
You bet. It's amazing what'll grow here and do well.
Right. I mean,
extremely well.
There's a canna called Endeavor.
Yeah.
Really like flowy, like waterfallish red flower. And that one really is beautiful.
Yeah, cannas are good. Vitex is another one that comes to my mind. Vitex are awesome. I mean, crepe myrtles are, you know, everywhere. But Vitex is probably one of my favorites over crepe myrtle, if you have the room for it. And nowadays they have a dwarf.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you can get dwarf Vitex if you don't have the room for a full-grown.
I always love Vitex because, like, when other plants are starting to look a little wimpy because of the heat, they're, like, bulking up.
They come
dark
on.
Green. Yeah. They're gorgeous, and man, that smells so good.
It does.
Well, that's I mean, I knowing what plants to plant. There's that little bitty one that's real tropical. It's got orange flowers. I can't remember the name of it offhand, but I mine died over winter.
Chrysandra?
Yes, Chrysandra.
Man, how can I read your mind like that? It's scary in there, by the way.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Don't spend too much time. Yeah, Chrysandra. So I need to get a couple of those because I love that glossy leaf.
They are pretty.
It's just like shiny, you know.
They're not real fond of the winter, but they are a pretty plant.
Yeah, and I didn't cover them.
Yeah.
But they're not very big.
No.
So, well, that's awesome. I mean, it is a knowing what plants you can plant, what are going to love the heat, really helps you choose kind of your settings.
You bet.
There's a whole broad category of grasses that will really appreciate the heat.
Yeah, all the grasses pretty much love it. That at the toward the end of the heat, that's when they really go to bloom.
Yeah, so you get that show.
Yeah.
You got any favorite grasses?
Probably Gulf Coast Muley is my favorite. Really,
yeah.
It's hard to beat that.
When you get a group of them that are all flowering at the same time, yeah, you're like, okay, let's stop for pictures. Yeah, no, that's gorgeous. Great word. So that couple really great plants to consider. I forgot the name of the orange one that you mentioned.
You forgot it again?
Uh-huh.
Write it down. Here, ready?
I am.
Chrysandra.
Chrysandra. Okay, well, that's kind of easy. Chrysandra. Chrysandra. Did you ever see that Seinfeld where George is trying to get the girl to like him, so he says his name a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Costanza. Chrysandra. Kind of works. All right, well, thank you. So Vitex, Thyralis, Citrus, some good large shrubs to really check out. You got Chrysandra.
Yeah.
You got Penta. You mentioned Penta. Pentas, so we didn't explore that.
Vincas.
Yeah.
Vincas, Angelonias.
I like Pentas because the old-fashioned ones will come back every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. I have a bank in the middle of a circular bed of them, and it's just like such a great surprise.
Yeah. Now, Pentas are a great plant.
Yeah, and that just dark red really drinks in the views. That's awesome. Well, we are at a break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We're answering your gardening questions, giving out some good garden info. Give us a call.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered, plus more. Our new line of standing seam roofing panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, plus beautiful paint colors that'll remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warrantied by Mueller. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal roofing project today.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Apparently, it's 80s day. A little Depeche Mode. Is that who this is? Anybody know?
No.
We'll just call it that. If you know what the song was, give us a call. We don't know. Or either way. I want to take a little bit of a second. Mentioned pruning my Thyralis. And that reminds me of the change I made between a hedge trimmer that worked and a hedge trimmer that didn't work, and what a big change that was in the practicality of what I was doing. So I had a little like box door version, electrical plug-in one that got jammed by twigs pretty often. Yeah. And like the whole goal of that tool is to not get jammed by twigs. So I switched to a steel, and it worked. Steel worked very good, and it is pressure washing time, and steel has great pressure washers. So projects that you might work on this summer, cleaning off decks, addressing some siding, cleaning out the garage or any walkways. The steel RB200 model is perfect for home projects. That's their smaller model, but man, it is still very, very powerful. Steel also offers very great, the best battery-powered chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. So, you know, battery-powered has the kind of reputation of being lower lower power, but the steel ones really have some oomph already and are a lot more environmentally friendly. Definitely can keep your neighbors from getting cranky if you want to get up and garden early. Let's see, you want to trim your thyrallis real early. Steel offers you a way to do that. So if you're looking for great Father's Day gifts, you can find the right steel handheld for you, your dad, your granddad, your wife's dad, your wife's granddad, your neighbor that's a dad at Lansdowne Moody. So Lansdowne Moody is Houston's outdoor power equipment specialist. They know their products inside and out. They know all the lines of all the different handhelds that you could possibly buy. And steel is their specialty. That's what they focused on because that's the one they love the most. So good news is steel dealer days are happening right now with special savings and rebates. So Lansdowne Moody is conveniently located throughout Houston, kind of dotting the map all over the place. You got one East Freeway before 6 and East. There's one up in Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley, and there's one at Bellway 8 just south of 59. So for a new or a spring tune-up, say you've been using your stuff already, you want to get it tuned up, head over to Lansdowne Moody. They specialize in making sure your steel runs just right. So if you want to look where they are, check out the location nearest you, lmtractor.com. All right, Home Show Garden Pros continues on Sports Radio 610. And this is the show, 713-572-4610. Sitting here with Danny Lenderman. And we're talking to you. Talking to Houston. Love to hear from you. Take your calls. Jim, you are on now. Jim, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks. I had two quick questions. The first one, you keep mentioning a plant. I think you're saying thyrallis or something, but I need to know how to spell it so I can look it up. I hear the Alice, but I don't hear the first part.
Thyrallis. Thyrallis. I believe.
Thy. Perfect. Okay, and then I'm one of those guys, I'm trying to look for a ground cover plant because I just feel like if I fill in the gaps with something like that, it'll cut down on the weeds.
Right.
But I'm just trying to find something that's going to, in the harsh heat, you know, when I travel and go to West Texas, I see all this beautiful ground cover. I just don't know if it's going to work here in Houston.
Probably what's in West Texas may get too much water here, and that's one of the problems. Pink buttons is one of my favorite plants for a low ground cover like that. Just gets in there and fills that area up. You can do trailing vinca. Trailing vinca is good. I like that. I have both of those in my yard, and I can attest to their quality.
One of my favorites
first one was pink button.
Pink buttons, yes, sir.
Pink button, got it. Okay. And are these going to be obviously you know what I'm trying to do, but I mean these are going to be like thick, not real thin.
Yeah.
I've seen some. I need something that's going to cut out.
You bet. No, they'll cover up well.
Okay. So, and then any other suggestions? Because I like something that has hopefully color to it.
But yeah, both of those have color. What do you like, Danny? What were you going to say?
Well, I am. I'm a huge fan of horse herb.
Oh yeah.
I just love horse herb. I love the intensity that grows in. Loves the heat. Little yellow flowers all over it. Nice dark. Dark green foliage, and it's a native. Sometimes people see it and think it's a weed even.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people call that a weed.
Yeah, well, it's not a weed, or it is depending on your definition of the word
depends
weed.
Depends on your definition.
If it's growing the wrong spot, but it makes a great ground cover. So we got that going for us.
Nice. These are going to stay tight to the ground because they're not going to get too tall.
Nope,
okay.
All of those will stay 3 inches tall or so.
If you're dealing with a shade area too, Australian violets do a great job of really filling space in.
Yeah, Australian violets are neat.
Yeah.
Australian violets. Give me that one, the last real quick. You said horse herb or what was that?
Yeah, you nailed it. That's it. Got it, Jim.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thank you. Love that stuff. So looks like we got Beverly from the Arbor Gate on the phone right now, so we're just going to go ahead and bring her in. Beverly, you there, Beverly?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, we were just talking about the tomato festival.
Yes, the tomato contest, yeah.
Well, tell us
some
more.
On June 8th. Well, it's on June 8th, next Saturday. Everybody needs to have their entries on the table by 10 a.m., and it's a lot of fun.
It sounds a lot of fun. I have some very good-tasting tomatoes this year, so I think I need to put something in.
I think you do.
I don't have any big ones. Because I ate them.
Yeah, we have all the rules and the different categories on our website at arborgate.com. They can look them up, and there's something there for everyone.
That's sweet. That's awesome. And then also I'm excited, too, about the Bloody Mary mix competition.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. So anything else happening now? I mean, you're calling in. I love that. You got a question for Danny?
Make it easy.
You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, Beverly. I'm excited about that, the tomato contest. I know everybody loves tomatoes. It's definitely a gateway plant for people that want to start gardening. So I think it's really great. You're making it approachable that way. So.
Well, it's a great way to have some bragging rights.
Yeah, no doubt. And, hey, you know, taste a good tomato, see a lot of fun happening. You guys have live music going on?
No live music. We're just going to have a lot of spectators watching the judges. They're under a lot of pressure.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you know, the Creole tomato is a really great tomato for our area. And, hey, Creole music, there's a fit right there.
There you go.
Maybe next year.
Maybe. Good idea.
Thanks, Beverly. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Always love hearing from you.
Thanks, and you guys have a great show.
You too. Well, Danny, we're up against it. Hate to say goodbye, but
that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Life. Right off into the sunset.
Well, so you're going to stay that long?
No.
Okay.
Sun setting quickly for me.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. It's a different kind of sunset. Yeah.
Metaphor.
Gotcha. Well, this has been Danny Linderman having a great time. Anita Nelson is up next. We get another set of great gardening information from another garden pro. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.